Okay, we're on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Again, I apologize for not being able to spend the usual amount of time on the daf, but the chiyuv of slichas and the minhag of slichas is overriding. Says the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Ve'ein osin apiktavizin b'shabbos. You're not allowed to make apiktavizin on Shabbos, this type of medication that makes you throw up. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan Lo Shanu Ela Basam. This only applies by a medicine that you're going to swallow, and that will make you vomit. Aval biyad mutter, but sticking your hand down your throat in order to make the food come out, that would be mutter. Tanya Reb Nechemya Omer Apachol Aser Mishum Hefsed Ochlin. That you can't even do on the weekday because of Hefsed Ochlin. So what kind of Hefsed Ochlin? The food's already in your stomach. So what kind of, it's not like throwing food or smushing food. It's already in your stomach. So that's maybe why Rashi says, if they have said Ochlin, Shibim Meyav, when we talk, Kahu Ra'eva Choser Biochel. No, the point that this guy is doing is that he wants to eat more, even though he's full. So he's going to stick his hand down his throat in order to make all the food come out. And then he's going to eat more. We had this earlier when we spoke about epictivism. So that's the problem. That's the issue of Hefsed Ochlin, because you're causing, you know, you're causing your food to come out in order just to eat more. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Rif, and others explain, though, that if you're doing this L'shem Refua, L'shem that you have Tsar in your body, so then Hefsed Guf overrides Hefsed Ochlin. You know, the only purpose is if you're doing it for the reason like Rashi says, that you want to eat more, so then that would be the problem. But for your own body, for your health, then Tsar HaGuf overrides, Hefsed HaGuf overrides Hefsed Ochlin. Ein matz mit zakaton. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, lufufe yunuka b'shabbos shaper dami. We had earlier the Rav Yochanan says that if you wrap the baby, the child, on Shabbos, that's okay in order to keep his bones straight. That's what Rashi says. Shall you sash me ever lo yis ake preventative? Ask the Gemara about not tan ima atzvin, but isn't that what ma'atzvin means in the Mishnah? It says you're not allowed to be ma'atzev the katan. Ahasam b'chumri shidra. No, in our Mishnah it's different. It's talking about getting the parts of the spine, the vertebrae in the spine straight. The mechzikabona. That's more of an issue. That's mechzikabona. Again, obviously, like, to us it sounds so strange. Like, if something's wrong with the spine, you do it. That's a sakanas nefashos. But the Mishnah is talking about some type of case that is not sakanas nefashos, that could wait, and that's why it would be asumi d'rabbanan mishum bone. Vein machzirin zashever. Last line. The Mishnah has said that you don't put back a shever, a broken bone. Amar bichana bagdata. Amar Shmuel halacha machzirin zashever. No, the halacha is yar machzir shever. Shmuel either according to Rashi had a different gears in the Mishnah. Rashi says Svir Lelishwa Machzirin Tznan, or other Mishnah say no, that he argues on the Mishnah, that he says that the other Tanam do not agree with the Mishnah, that Machzirin, that you do put back a Shever. Rav Barachana Iklo Popadisa, Rav Barachana once visited Popadisa. Lo all Lapirka to Rav Yehuda, he didn't come to Rav Yehuda Shir. Shadre La Ada Daila, so Rav Yehuda sent Ada, his servant, to go bring, he heard Rabbi Rachana, this great rabbi came to town, he didn't come to the shir, he was upset. He says, I want to know what he has to say about my shir. So Amar Li Zil Garbe, go grab him. And literally Garbe Rashi says, Kach Bigdo Ad Sheyavo, like Garbayim. Garbe is, grab his cloak and force him to come. Azal Garbe, so he brought him, Azal Ashkechei to Kadarish, and when he came, he heard that Rabbi Yehuda was giving a shir on the following topic. Ein Machzirin Es HaShever. Right, you don't return the shever. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Rachana was there, and he says, I've heard differently. Hachi Amar Rav Chana Bagdata, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Machzirin Es HaShever. I've heard that you are Machzirin Es HaShever. Amar Lei, so says Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Hachana Didan, Shmuel Didan. We have Chana, we have Shmuel, and still we didn't get it right. Below Sham Yali, Vala Bedina Garav Tichanei, we still didn't hear this true Mesorah. Isn't it a good thing that I granted you to come to the Shir? You've corrected us, you've taught us something. I'm so glad that I did that. End of the story. So Machzirin Es HaShever, that's what we pask. Mishadifuka Biyado, says the Mishnah, if somebody's hand gets dislocated, can you put that back on Shabbos? Rav Avya Havya Yosef Kamedi Rav Yosef. Rav Avya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Shanya Le Yadi. Something happened to his hand. It got dislocated. It came out. Omer Le. So Rav Avya says to Rav Yosef, Hachi Mai, am I allowed to do this? Aser. Hachi Mai, am I allowed to do this? Omer Le Aser. So at the Hachi, meanwhile, as he's showing him all these things that he's asking if he's not allowed to do, Isbich Yadi. So his hand gets all better because he's doing all these things. So Amalei Maiti Ba'elacha. So then afterwards he asks Rav Yosef, asks Rav Avi, Rav Yosef, who was the one who was being asked, says, what were you asking about anyway? Of course it's Aser. Hatznan, Mishadifika Yadu Raglo Yitribitson Nevaruchis Kadarko. Said in the Mishnah that if your hand gets dislocated, you can't do something in the normal way because that's Nikar, that is Lashem Rafua, Avaruchis Kadarko Vimrisapinis Rapa. You could wash the normal way, if it gets healed, it gets healed. So what's the Shiloh? Of course you can't do certain things. He's not, the Mefarshim seems to say, he's not upset, he's not saying that he did something wrong, but Darvashin of Iskabe and other things. But even the Shilas, you know, if it's something's Nikar that is Lashem Rafua, that it should be Aser. Just one Ha'ara here. We've mentioned in the past that if something is never healed through medicine, then that is not Aser Mishim Rafua. For example, putting ice on a wound. Swelling is that type of swelling is not brought down through medicine. So that's why there's no problem with putting ice on a wound or putting ice on a bump. So the question is here, you know, soaking your arm in sonein, it must be talking about a type of case where there's a type of swelling that's brought down through medicine, or else there's no issue of refuah. So it has to be talking about that type of case, because again, that's the yisod that we do hold of, that if something is not it's not solved through medicine, you know, if you put a warm compress on your stomach, so then that's mutter also, as long as there's no schita issues, whatever, but if it's a warm compress, that's also mutter, because that's not healed through medicine. So this must be some type of illness which can be healed through medicine. You're doing it this way, which is also going to be usher if it's nikar, that it's l'shem refuah. So that's what the Rav Yosef asked Rav Avia. So what are you asking me? Of course it's usher. Amalei Rav Avia answers v'lo tznanei machzir l'shever. But doesn't it also say in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be machzir l'shever? V'yamar Rav Chana Bagdat Tal Mershmal Halacha machzir l'shever. And we know there's a Mesorah that says machzir, but even though the Mishnah says usher, it's motor. So I thought this also maybe it should be motor. So Amalei, he answers him, Kulu b'chada machta b'chtinu. Are all the cases in the Mishnah, you know, one, it was said in one, should be said in one breath? Hecha de'itra itra, hecha de'lo itra l'itra. No. If you have a Mesorah that Shmuel says against the Mishnah, so that's fine, you could say that, but if you don't have any type of Mesorah, and the Mishnah says Aser, and you don't have any Mesorah that says otherwise, then you have to assume that it's Aser, and it is a problem. Okay, so that is the end of the discussion of some issues of refuah. Next parak, second to last parak, parak Chav Gimel. Shoal adam mechaveru kadi yain de kadi shemen. A person is allowed to borrow from. I'm sorry, can you get Yoredei Achilik base? Thanks. Shulchan Aruch. Shoal adam mechaveru kadi yain de kadi shemen. A person is allowed to borrow from his friend bottles or cans of wine and oil. Ubavat shelo yomar lo halveini. But when you borrow these things from your friend on Shabbos, you can't say the lashon of halveini, lend me. We'll talk about the Gemara. We'll talk about why. Again, one might have thought reading the Mishnah that this has to do with mekach u'memkar. We know there's an issur d'rabbanan on mekach u'memkar. You're not allowed to be involved in business activities mid'rabbanan, either because gzeira shem yichtov. That's one reason, or because mimsoch ha'psachav adavar davar. You're not supposed to be involved 2 days in Rashi and Beisa. So one might have thought that, but the Gemara is going to give a more specified reason. V'chein ha'isha mechaverta kikaros, and also a woman borrowing kikaros, borrowing loaves from her friends, also shouldn't use a lashon of halveini, meaning when you borrow sugar from your neighbor, don't use the lashon of halveini. That's the first stage of step of the Mishnah. V'meinu ma'amino maniach et taliso etzlo, but let's say your friend doesn't believe you, and you can't say the lashon of halveini, so what do? So you're allowed to leave a mashkon, you're allowed to leave a collateral. Take off your jacket, leave your jacket there. So then you'll make a cheshbon after Shabbos, he'll return the jacket, and you will pay for the item. And also Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that falls down on Shabbos. Manichach taliso etzlo. So what's the issue? The issue is Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos, you don't have a carbon. Right? You need a carbon, it's Erev Pesach. So you could go, again, to the person who's selling the sheep, and leave your talis there. I'm not sure if it's hot yet. But don't tell us Pesach. And you could take your Pesach, leave your jacket there, and you make a cheshbon with him after Yantif. Okay, two ha'aris on the Mishnah. Number one, the first part of the Mishnah says you could borrow these things from your friend as long as you don't say the lashon of halveini. And also an isha who's borrowing kikaros from her friend. Why say the next case? What is that? What's the chiddush of the second case? Man, woman. You know what's the chiddush? It says a very insightful ritva. The ritva has 2 days. Why the isha and the kikaros? Hakamash malon. Da'aftal gab, the nashib kapdonios heim legamre. In general, women are more conscientious than men. Women take notes better. Women write things down. Women are more you know, they're more medakdeg. So you might have thought that because of this, the hashalasan kalvas and hashem damia, we'll get to the lashon that you're allowed to say hashileni instead of halveni. We have here the hashileni itilu asilu mechtav, and we're going to get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say the whole reason you can't use halveni is because you might come to record it for some reason. So therefore, you might say that by women, even if they don't use the lashon of halveni, they're going to come to record it because they always want to remember things. They always want to. You know, they always want to record it and be very meticulous and orderly. So that's why you have to, even by women, even without the lashon of halveni, it's still going to be motor. Only halveni is going to be aser. That's A. Interesting ritva. Inami akamash v'lan, diavagav delashim lo regilu l'mechtav to aser lam lomer halveni. Or just the opposite. That even if women aren't usually the ones, again, it depends on the, I guess, on the marriage. Who's the one that always writes out the checks and records everything? But even though women sometimes aren't the ones that are in charge of these recording items, still it's also to say halveni. So 2 days of the ritva, which go in opposite directions. One ha'ara. Second ha'ara, the second line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the same thing about Erev Pesach and Yerushalayim Shechalias B'Shabbos. If you need your carbon Pesach and you don't have it, so you're allowed to buy one on get one on Erev Pesach. So what bothered me when I read this Mishnah was, anybody have any questions of this?
It's too late.
It's Erev Pesach. Why is it too late?
4 days.
Sorry, 4 days is Bikur Mimum. 4 days is they have to check for Mum. So let's say the guy who had the carbon was checking it from a Mum the whole time. Anything else? Not a Bam Kasha. Mom, God, bother me, I read this Mishnah, I was thinking like, who's going to wait till Erev Pesach to get their carbon? So Rashi says, he forgot. Rashi says, Chalit B'Shabbos, V'lo Niskar. What do you mean Niskar? You've been ready for Pesach for 2 weeks. For a month, you're cleaning your house. V'lo Niskar. Very, very difficult. Right? So he didn't remember. So the Chassam Sofer asked this question, and he also notes, he says, Lamdin Echad Hiksheni. So the Lamdin once asked me, I was giving a shiur, he says, what's the Lashon? Erev Pesach v'Yerushalayim Shechalis B'Shabbos. Wouldn't it have been better to say, Yerushalayim Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos? What do you mean, Erev Pesach v'Yerushalayim Shechalis B'Shabbos? It's like, Erev Pesach, and you're in Yerushalayim Shechalis B'Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. To Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer, maybe it's alluding to a sheet of the Rambam. Sheet of the Rambam. We know there's a concept called Kiddush HaChodesh, O Musach HaZ Rosh Hashanah. Meaning you wait for, you know, when is Rosh Chodesh? There's no calendar. Kiddush HaPi Re'iyah, you wait for the Eidim to come, and whenever the Eidim come, that day is Rosh Chodesh. So usually, we know in the Hebrew calendar, there could be 29 days in a month or 30 days in a month. No more, no less. So if the Eidim come on day 30, that changes into day 1, and the previous month had 29 days. If they don't come on day 30, so then it has a 30-day month, and the following day is Rosh Chodesh. What happens if the Eidim come 3 days later? They come on the 3rd of the month, the 4th of the month. So usually we say, too late, that's it. Let's say they had a long trek. Usually we say, and they come and they say, we saw the moon on the 30th day. So really it should be 1 day shorter, the previous month. Usually we don't take that. Says the Rambam, except for Nisan and Tishrei. By Nisan and Tishrei, Mekablin Eidim L'mafreya. The Rambam writes at the end of the 3rd parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore it could be the 10th day of Nisan, as long as it's before Yantif, the Rambam says. If it's the 20th, if you already finished Sukkos, you're not gonna mess everybody up. But if it's not, hasn't been Pesach and Sukkos yet, if it's the 10th day of the month, Mekablin Eidus L'mafreya, and you're gonna say, go move everything back a day. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what must have happened in this case. It's Shabbos. It's the 13th day of Nisan. And all of a sudden, Eidim come on Shabbos. Eidim allowed to be B'chal Shabbos to come. And they say, Oy vey, we saw the moon. So really today's Erev Pesach. It's the 14th day. It's not the 13th day. So it says the Chassam Sofer, Erev Pesach, Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, you don't have a carbon. Because you're planning on getting it tomorrow. Erev Pesach, Yerushalayim, Shechalis B'Shabbos. Maybe it's alluding to that sheet of the Rambam. That, again, it's an interesting, important sheet to know. You would have asked the average guy on the street that knows Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh would say, what are you talking about? Accepting Eidim 2 weeks later? No, by Nisan and Tishrei, the Rambam paskins Mekablin Eidus L'mafreya. So that's what's alluded to in just the different placement in the Mishnah of that word, B'Yerushalayim, according to the Chassam Sofer. Gemara. Amalei Rava L'Rabba. What's the difference between the Lashon of Hashileini, which is the She'ela, or Halveni, lend, borrow, what's the difference? So Amar Le, Hashileini, Asi L'michtav, Halveni, Asi L'michtav. No, the language of Hashileini, you're not going to come to record it. Mashiach, Halveni, you're going to come to record it. What's the difference between Hashileini and Halveni? So it's Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, first Rashi on the Gemara, why is Halveni worse? Because Halveni is Mashma Zman Meruba. A long time, at least, right? And he quotes the Gemara in Makos that Stam Halvah Shloshim Yom, 30 days. And if it's going to be a long time before you're going to get paid back, so then you're going to write it down because you're not going to want to forget. The Malva is going to write it down. He's going to want to record it. Therefore, you can't use the lashon of Halveni. The lashon of Hashileni You don't know. There's no set time. Right? No set time. So therefore, the guy's not going to come to record it. Maybe he'll return it in a week or two. That's She'ela. Ask Tosas. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Stam She'ela Shloshim Yom also. What's the difference between Halva and She'ela? Among other questions. Which, why Tosas does not like Rashi. He defends him a little bit, but then Tosas quotes the Re, right across from Rabbeinu Chananu. But Re Pirei Shlanu, Dahainu Taima. No, the difference is, B'She'elo, the Fishi Chazar is Be'en. By She'elo, your object is coming back intact. You lend a spoon, they're going to give you back a spoon. So there, lo asa l'mitchlep, because you're going to get back your spoon, you're going to remember your spoon's missing. But by milva, we know there's a concept called milva, lohotza nitna. What do you take? You're not going to get back the same cash. You get back different money. So if you're not going to get back ba'en, there's more of a worry in the person's mind, and that's why you might come to record it. Halva'a, halveni is mashma, money. Hashileni is mashma, borrowing. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the issue of the Gemara? The Ritva seems to have a two things together. He quotes a little of Rashi and a little of Tosfos, the third pshat. He quotes it as Rashi, but look at how he quotes Rashi. Mishum de she'ela, Kivan de Hadra Ba'ena in Lazman. By She'ela, because it comes back Ba'en, it doesn't have a specific time, and anything that doesn't have a specific time, you're not going to record. But Stam Avo, Shloshim Yom, Milbala Hutsan, and therefore you're going to come to record it because you don't want to forget. So he like combines Rashi and Tosfos in what he says is Rashi Shita. Yeah. By Tosfos, it's difficult, you're borrowing Kade Yain ve Kade Shemen. So maybe the Kadim. The kadim are the second case is the kikaros, yeah. Right? In a finami, I didn't think of that. But you're not gonna be borrowing the food. Tosfos continues with that. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tosfos. Okay, I don't remember. The avakat chishal bidei kadiyai v'kadi shem and lohaji ba'en. Because welcome, mitoch shemaskir the loshen she'elo zachru v'lasin meplah. Because she'elo is usually with the ba'en. Okay, if usually with the ba'en, that's why you're not gonna. Tosfos doesn't ask from the kadi from the lechem, but I guess the same answer would apply. But because that's the usual she'elo loshen that's used. Asks the Gemara, third law, fifth line, but what do you mean? Sometimes, even on a weekday, you're supposed to say halveni, let's say it's money, you go to your friend and say halveni, some money, and you use the lashon of she'ela, sometimes people mess up and use she'ela instead, but people record it when they say she'ela, because they really mean halveni. So why aren't you worried about asil mikhtav? You come to write down even with the lashon of hashileini on Shabbos. So where is it? B'Shabbos dami asil mikhtav. You're also going to come to write it on Shabbos. So Amar Lei, skipping the parentheses, Marsha left it out. So are we? B'Shabbos kibud hashileini hu d'shadu le'rabbanon halveini lo sharulei. Since once Chazal made you be medactic with your language on Shabbos, what language you're going to use? Min karem also v'asil mikhtav. So you're not going to come to the right because you're going to realize, why do I have to say this language? It must be because I'm not allowed to do something, I'm supposed to remember something, and therefore, you're not going to come to record. So this is, let's say, so, Lamaisa, so if you go to your neighbor, you forgot a challah. A couple weeks ago, one of our challahs was, something happened to it, so therefore we had to borrow a challah. So we have to be medactic to say Hashileini, instead of Halveini, to be very medactic. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Shin Zayin, that we're not medactic about any of these Lashonos Bazmanazeh. We don't record any of this. Rak, Halvas Mos. The only thing we record is somebody blends, borrows his money. So we're going to record that. But what, we're going to record when our neighbor borrows the half of a ketchup? And they owe us half a ketchup? We're going to record that? No, we don't record that. It's done. Below Halvas Kalim, Vaoklin Mashkin, Vagamas Lin and Ogin Latvala Alta Gam Halva. Right, so we don't record any of this, therefore these details of these halachos, though they're in Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan says don't apply bizman hazeh, because lo asi le mechtav. Again, this relates to the issue of, you know, even if a reason doesn't apply anymore, how could the, you know, usually the gzera does apply, but I guess the Aruch HaShulchan would say this is the type of gzera that is built in. Certain built-in gzeras that have built-in reasons don't apply. But again, only the Gdolei Hadar could decide when that's true and when that's not true. Amalei Rava, four lines from the bottom. Amalei Rava Baruch Hanan L'Rabaya. So we have a couple of statements that are various halachos that Rava Baruch Hanan had said to Abaya, because he had said the first discussion that we just had related to the Mishnah. So now he's going to say the following: Michti Amar Rabban Kol Milu Diyata Kamet Efshel Lishnuyim Mishaninon. We know everything on Yantiv that smacks of a malacha, you try to, or smacks of tircha yaseira, you try to do a little differently on Yantiv. So hani nashi demalach hatzvayu maya. Those women that fill their barrels with water, my time alo mashanim. Why don't they do it differently a little bit on Yantiv? So the Gemara said, "Bishud lefshar." It's what are you supposed to do? It's impossible. Hey chlebed, what should they do? Demayin b'chasva rava. If they usually use big barrels, limli b'chasva zuta, they should use small barrels. Hakamav shibilucha. Then they're gonna have to make more trips. and therefore that's going to be more tirchas. That's not going to help. The mali b'chatz v'zut, they usually use small barrels. Lim b'chatz v'rab, they use big barrels. Hakamav shimad b'masoi. So they make it a heavier schlep. So again, it's not going to help. Nifro sudra. If you want to say, just do it differently by putting a sudra, a handkerchief on top of the barrel. Asi l'dei schita. So that might come to get wet, and you might come to be socheted to squeeze it out. Nechasi b'nachtama. Rashi explains this type of cover, type of lid. Zimna de bifsak v'asi l'miktarei. So again, it's a type of lid that's tied on, so that the string might come to rip, and you might come to tie the string. So again, there's no good side, there's no upside. There's nothing to do, and they have to do it in the normal way. Conversation number 3. Amalei Rav Bar Rav Chanan la'abaya. Tanan, the Mishnah says in Beitza, lo misapkin, v'lo mitapkin, v'lo merakin v'yantif. You're not allowed to clap your hands, or clap your hand against your foot, or dance on yantif. Okay, the Ramah already talks about this. We're having Simchas Torah in a couple of weeks. But different people do different things about clapping on Shabbat and yantif. Some people clap backwards, some people clap normal. But not for that. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah has a shuv about it. Ask your local rabbi. So it says we will spend more time on it. We just press for time today. So it says, you're not allowed to do this on Yantif, says the Mishnah. Again, in the olden days, why? Because Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. That's why they were worried about it, because of, you might come to fix, if you're involved in music, you might come to fix a broken instrument on Yantif. So again, some poskim say, because we don't know how to fix instruments anyway, and we don't do it, so that's why it's mutter. Again, relating to the issue of, just because the reason doesn't apply, how could it be that the gzeira doesn't apply? But he asks the Gemara of Hakach, Hazina, Da'adim, V'lo Amina, Lo, V'lo Midi, but he asks Rava to Rabbi Rav Chanan, ask Rava to Abaya, we see people do it, and nobody says anything, and this is already at the time that it's still Asur. Ulu Taimeich asks him back, Adama Rava, V'lo Yisevidish Apuma De Lachaye. I have a better question. People sit on the edge of a Mavui, we've had this Gemara before, and Dilma and the Gemara and Rava says you shouldn't sit on the edge of a lechi, on the edge of a mavui, right, of an alleyway going to Rosh Hashanah, because what might happen? Something might roll out to one of the Rishuyos, you'll go get it and throw it back in, and you're violating Chotzah. Dilma migneder le chefetz v'asu lasuye, right, a chefetz might roll out and you might come bring it. And the rabbis don't say anything to them either. Ella, what's the issue? Hanach lo Yisrael, leva mutav shishogin v'ayim azidin. Very important general big sugya principle. Better that they don't know, better that they be unintentional, rather than be mizidin. We had Tosas earlier on Daf Nun Hey, who had said that if you think that they might listen, that there's a chance that they would listen, then you have to tell them. But this is only if you know for sure that they won't listen. And again, this the Gemara is now going to qualify this halacha, which is a very difficult halacha to know when to put it intact, because you have to balance it with a mitzvah d'oraisa of tochacha. You have to know exactly when is appropriate, when is not appropriate. Sovereign mina hanimil bid rabbanon. I thought, says the Gemara, that this applies only by yisurei d'rabbanon, abu b'daraisa lo. When it comes to yisurei d'oraisa, then you do. Of course, you have to tell them. V'lo, and the Gemara says no. It even applies to d'oraisas. Lo shno bid rabbanon, v'lo shno bid d'oraisa. Why? What's the right? The hot tosefes yom kippurim d'oraisa he. Because if tosefes yom kippurim, adding on to Yom Kippur, not only adding on to Shabbos, adding on to Yom Kippur is a din d'oraisa. V'kachazina, and we see people the ka'achli v'shans v'chetachshav lo amri v'lo midi. You see people eat all the way until shki, all the way until nighttime. And they're not Mekayim Tosefes. Therefore, you see, the rabbis don't say anything to them. So you see, it even applies to Inyanim D'Oraisa. There is a Ran that says, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that maybe it only applies to D'Oraisas that aren't Mefurish Bikra. But if it's Mefurish Bikra, you have to tell them. If it's Mefurish, at least Tosefes is based on a Drasha. But if it's Mefurish Bikra, so then there are limitations. Again, this is a large sugya. You have to know when it applies and when it doesn't apply. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about it there in Hilchas Yom Kippur. That's where it comes up. The next case of the Mishnah had said an Isha can ask from her neighbor for loaves, but again has to use the lashon of Hashileni and not Halveni. What are we mashma from here? It's mashma that only on Shabbos this is an issue and you have to be use this lashon, but on weekday Shaper Dami it's fine. And even some of the Rishonim point out that the following deed could have been made, but you could actually lend on Shabbos. Forget what you have to say, but the lending is taking place on Shabbos. Lema Masisa Deloke Hillel. Let's say our Mishnah is against Hillel. It's not as the Mishnah says in Baba Metzia, in Ezeo Neshach. V'chein haye Hillel Omer. There's Machlokas there. Machlokas Tanaim there. Hillel is in the Mishnah, and then another Tana, another, the Rabbanan are quoted in the Gemara. Hillel says, Voltava Isha Kika Lachaverta Asha Tasen Adamim. Wow. Get a little ribbis today. Halacha is, we know there's an issur d'oraisa of ribbis, of interest. You're not allowed to lend money to somebody and get paid back more. The isser is on the lender. It's on the borrower. It's on the witnesses. It's on the person, the sofer who writes the documents. Everybody involved in it's on the edim. Everybody involved in the case of ribis is usser. That's the araisa. When you lend money and the person pays for the ability to be able to use the money for a certain amount of time. The rabbana were also goes there sometimes a case called sa'ah b'sa'ah. Meaning you're going to lend a sa'ah and get paid back a sa'ah. For example, I'm going to lend you a cup of sugar and you're going to pay me back a cup of sugar. Could mean when you pay me back in 2 weeks from now, this cup of sugar is going to be worth more. So do I have to be worried about ribis? Do I have to be worried about ribis in that case? So Hillel says yes. You have to be worried about ribis. Lo talva isha kikar lechaverta. A woman cannot lend a kikar to her friend until you evaluate the specific price and you know exactly how much it's worth. Why? Shema yokiruchit. And maybe the price of wheat will go up. Vidibsu balta de ribis. And therefore, when she pays you back, the loaf is going to be worth more. It's going to be like a case of ribis. So it says Hillel. And in our Mishnah, it says you can lend a loaf for a loaf. She can give you a loaf. Therefore, it's mashma. The Mishnah is against our Mishnah is against Hillel because our Mishnah seems to say it's mutter. So we'll get to the lemais in a second. I feel the same Hillel. The guy said, "No, even Hillel can fit into our Gemara." Haba asher the kaitz tameh. Haba asher the lo kaitz tameh. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a fixed amount that everybody knows. So you didn't have to evaluate because everybody knows that wheat is $3 per pound, whatever it is. But in the case over there, where Hillel says. It says you have to evaluate it. It's a case where it's not mafurish, and therefore one has to evaluate it. Halacha lemaisa, it's again hilchas ribis is very complicated. I can't say that I am an expert. I know Rabbi Reisman has a beautiful article sefer in hilchas ribis in English. Again, it's very perkei zeh neshech. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, at least related to this halacha, kuf samach beis. So that's the simon about. In the Siman of Hilchas Ribis, Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, Yesh Misha Omer, Salamaisa. You know, when I go over to my friend and I borrow some sugar, do I have to pay back the same amount? Do I have to evaluate it? If I borrow some ketchup, you know, a lot of times, just to be nice, if we borrow some food, also we buy them back a new one. You know, so is that an issue of Ribis? So says the Rama, Yesh Misha Omer, the Mutter Lalavos Kikar Lecha Be Kikar Lecha. You're allowed to. Kimat Veya Shal Kesef. The Me'acher the Dover Muatu, Lo Kapti B'nei Adam Lahadadi Bazet. Since it's only a little bit, people are in makpid. Again, if you're going to pay back somebody a huge amount instead, that's an issue of ribis. But if it's a davar muat, lo kati inish, v'chei noagin lahakel. Says the Rama, the minagis v'meko, meaning we hold like the Rabbanan against this shita of Hillel. If you look at over there, in Bam Metzia, the Rabbanan are quoted in the Gemara there, which is against Hillel, that by little things like this, one doesn't have to be worried. One is not makpid, it's not called ribis. V'meno maminos continues the Gemara. If somebody doesn't, if the guy who you're borrowing from on Shabbos doesn't believe you, and you can't record it, so leave your jacket there, leave a mashkon there, and then go back at the Shabbos and figure things out. Halvas yantif. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, what if you have this type of halva that was done in the mutter way on yantif? Is it collectible in court? Rav Yosef Amar lo nitna litava. Rav Yosef, no, it's not collectible. It's a halvas yantif. Rabba Amar nitzel litava. Rabba said, no, it is collectible in Besdin. Rav Yosef Amar lo nitzel litava. Rav Yosef, no, it has to be that it's not collectible. De'i Amar nitzel litava. Because if you say it is collectible, so the mitzvah, this guy's going to want to record it then, because he's going to want to remember to take you to Besdin. Rabba Amar nitzel litava. Rabba said, no, the opposite, nitzel litava. It has to be that it is collectible. De'i Amar lo nitzel, because if it's not collectible, well, yarav le'vasi lenuim misimchas yantif. The people are just going to stop lending you things on yantif because they're going to know that they're not going to be able to collect it in Besdin. The Mishnah says if you don't believe him, you can leave your talus there. So, if you say that this is not this loan, this borrowing is not collectible in court, that's why you have to leave the mashkel there because he knows he's not going to be able to bring you to court. So he has to have some security. So that's why you'd have to leave your jacket there. But if you say it's collectible in court, right, so litan levelitve. So why do you have to if it's going to be collectible? So why do you have to leave your jacket there? So amar lo bina de leka bedina v'dayna. No, he could say I'm not interested in shopping to Besdin. I don't want to go to court, spend money on lawyers. So I don't want to give me a jacket. So even if it is collectible, he'd rather have that. Masav Ravidi Baravin. Ravidi Baravin answered a Mishnah in Shavias. We get to do Zeroyim today. We get to do Nezik and everything. Baruch Hashem. Hashochet es apara v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. In Motzai Shvius. Hashanah in Motzai Shvius. That's how the Mishnah is interpreted. That's the case. The day after Shvius. And just keep in mind, we know Shvius, not only is there many halachos, are there many halachos related to the land, there's also a halacha called Shmitas Ksafim. That means if there's somebody who has a loan, and without the world of Prizbol, without getting into Prizbol, if I lend you money and Shvius comes, the Sof Shvius is Misha Metas, which means the end of Shvius cancels the debt. That's the halacha. Shvius is Misha Metas. That's the lashon of canceling the debt. The last day of Shvius is Misha Metas. So let's say somebody is shechting a para on Rosh Hashanah of Motzai Shvius, the day after Shvius, the Chulka Rosh Hashanah, and he's splitting it up to the buyers. Im Haya Chodesh Me'ubar, says the Mishnah, if it ends up that the Chodesh becomes Me'ubar, meaning Edom come today, and they say, Edom did not come today. So then, Mishamet, so then if the Chodesh, I'm sorry, if the Edom don't come today, and therefore today really turns out to be the 30th day of the previous month, not Rosh Hashanah in reality, so then Shvius is Mishamet, because this ends up being the last day of Shvius, and Shvius is Mishamet, that's at the end of the year. But if it's not an Ubar, Uber year, and therefore today turned out to be really the first day of the following year, ain't a Mishamet, so then the loan is not null and void. The Elon in the Tabas, and we ask, if a loan on Yontif is not collectible, my Mishamet. If it's not collectible anyway, this is a loan on Yontif. So what do you mean? It's Mishamet. There is no loan. So Gemara said, no, Shiny Hassan, Tiglai Milsa Zacholu. No, the point is that if they're Ma'aber the year, they add on a date to the month, to the year, so that it comes out that this was weekday. So of course there's a loan, and it has to be Mishamet. It's not that it's not a Yontif loan anymore. Tashma Misefus, the Gemara says, how about from the next line of the Mishnah? The Imlav Eidam Mishamit. The Gemara says, if Imlav, if it didn't add on a year, so therefore this day is really Motsoi Shvius Eidam Mishamit. So it's not Mishamit alone, but again, Yamit Bishlaman, so that's really Yontif. So Yamit Bishlaman Nidali Tabas, if you say alone is collectible, Haino Duktani Eidam Mishamit. So then I understand, if it's not collectible, if it is collectible, that's how you can say it's collectible, but it's not Mishamit. And therefore it stays collectible, and the loan is not canceled. Eli Yamrit, loan it nilitava, but if you say that a yantif loan, a halvas yantif, is not collectible, amai ina mishamit, so if it's not collectible anyway, what do you mean it's not null and void? It's not collectible anyway. So what's there? So Gemara says, no, the yavli shakil. No, the answer is that if the borrower voluntarily pays you, he's allowed to take it. So the loan still exists. You might say, Alpilamdis, it's a chov without a chiv. The chov exists inherently, bechefsa. There's no chiv gavra to pay it back. But you find various times you might be able to separate these. There's a chiv without a chov, chovas agavra. So that's what it means in a mishamit. That it still exists in terms of he volunteers. What do you mean? That's mashmi in the resha. When the resha says it is mishamit, that if the guy volunteers, you're not allowed to take it? What do you mean? Why shouldn't you be able to take it if he's giving you if he's coming anyway? So the Gemara said, no, Reishit Sarach Lamir Mashamid Ani, Seva Lo Sarach Lamir Mashamid Ani. No, that's the halacha. If a loan is Meshumat, the question is, do you have to, when the Lova volunteers paying you back, do you have to say, no, the loan is canceled. Don't worry, that's the halacha. Kiditzan, as it says in the Mishnah in Shvius also, Hamachzachob Shvius, if you return a loan in Shvius, Yom Alo Mashamid Ani, the Mava has to say, Mishamani, don't worry, you don't have to pay me back. But if he says, no, still I want to pay you back, you kabel mimenu, but then you're allowed to accept it. Mishum shenemar v'zed devar hashmita. And based on that pasuk, the Mara darshan is that you're allowed to accept a loan after you say, I'm not accepting it. If he still wants to, you can accept it. Rav Avya shakel mashkona. Rav Avya, end of that sugya. Rav Avya used to take a mashkon when he used to lend money on Yantif. Rabba Bar Ula Ma'arim Arume. Rabba Bar Ula used to be Ma'arim. What does that mean? After Yantif, he used to go and take something. What do you mean? He used to go and take something? They used to give to be steal? So the Ritva says, no, this is a right to what we do all the time. What do we do all the time? People always ask me, says the Ritva, Mikan Shaminan, that somebody, I borrow 50 bucks from somebody, and I'm not sure if they're going to pay me back. I'm not sure. So, says the Ritva, we advise them to go ask their friend to borrow their chair. And then after they have it, once they have it in their hand, they can say, and the guy comes for the chair back, and you owe me 50 bucks. So it says the Ritva, that's what we advise to do all the time. That's the harama that is allowed, because they're willingly lending it, and now it turns into a mashkon. So that's what the Rav Bar Ula used to do. V'chein Erev Pesach, Erev, also the Mishnah said, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to buy the, without using the language, you're allowed to borrow, rather use the language of Halveni, from the guy who has the animal, Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos and Yantif. So name of Messiah, let's say our mission is a Raya. Our mission is on a case where you're getting your Pesach, you're buying the sheep on Yantif. So there, and Shabbos, obviously, it's Erev Yantif, it's Shabbos, obviously you're being Makdashin on Shabbos and Yantif. So isn't that a right to Shmuel who says this is allowed? So no, really, you're talking about a case where a family, Mamunim, you have to be designated for a Karban, we know, the Karban Pesach, before Pesach. So we're talking about a case where there are already 10 people that are designated, there's one guy that's buying in. He's using a buy-in option to also be part of this Pesach. That's what it's talking about. So really, it was Hukdash. It was a carbon before Shabbos. The Beikar Mikdash Vakoi. It was already a carbon before Yantif and Shabbos, so therefore it is not a problem. So you can't bring me any rice for Rabbi Yochanan. Vonatzan, okay, forget rice. We have a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. The mission says in Beitza, you're not allowed to be Nimne if you say this is an interpretation of the... Oh, we'll get to the Kasha on him in a minute. But first, this is a Kasha on the interpretation of our Mishnah. It's talking about being Nimne on a Pesach, but you can't be designated for your Behema on Yantif. You've got to do it earlier. So Shani Acha, Kiba Derogel, let's go, come on to Imni Beimei Kardami. No, because this is a guy who's a friend of the family, and he knew he was going to come. So he was already considered part of the family already earlier. So he's not like you're doing something, being mamana him new on Shabbos. Vatani Ravoshia, but Ravoshia said, Holy Chadam Ezel Roa, Harogel Atzlo, a person could go to the shepherd. And this is, the Befarshim explained, it means somebody who sells you sheep usually. Venozel Atzlo Lepischo, and he could get his Tzle for his Pesach, Umakdisho V'yotzebo, and you should be Makdishit when you get it V'yotzebo. So you see, even if it's somebody who you're used to, they're not Makdishit Meikar, right? You have to be Makdishit yourself. So an important line. Hasam nami kivin derog let's flow atushle meikara. Sorry, the next line. The same answer as before. Since you know him, isn't he makdashit originally? So what's going on here? So I'm sorry. This is an answer that the Gemara says. Since you're rogel to him, he's makdashit originally. So Gemara says, but doesn't fit into the words. Va makdash ktani. It says he's actually makdashit. So you can't give the same answer as earlier. But earlier it didn't say that you were mamana directly. You could interpret that you were nimna meikara with your friends. But here we use the lashon of makdash. So the Gemara answers, really, again, it is hukdash. The guy, because you're familiar with him, he was makdashit, and it belongs to hekdash. There's a special din derabanan. Hektish ilui mi derabanan. There's a special din derabanan that even though something is hukdash already, there's a mitzvah for you to be makdash it yourself. We find this idea by Bechor. Really, Bechor Behema. If a Bechor comes out, it's kadosh mi betan. You don't have to do anything. But there's still a concept, mitzvah lahakdisho, Shmuel says in Maseches Bechoros. There's a mitzvah to be makdash it yourself. Rav Soloveitchik says by Kiddush on Shabbos. Shabbos is Bekudish V'Omeid. Kudish V'Omeid. What am I doing with Kiddush? It's Shabbos whether I like it or not. No, mitzvah lakdisho. The Rav Soloveitchik compared that to Bechor. There's still a personal element of Kiddush that you're sanctifying it will add. Hektish ili midrabanim. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Haki. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That you're allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos and Yantav? Rabbi Yochanan halakas on Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds the halach is like any anonymous Mishnah. Vitzan, and the Mishnah says in Beitza, lo makdisha, v'lo ma'aricha, v'lo makrimin. You're not allowed to be makdish or do any of these other actions on Yantav. And you can't take off Shumas and Maestros. It's Tikkun. Call Elo B'Yantif Amr Kavacham of Shabbos. So how can you say that you can be Makdish on Shabbos? There's a mission that says not. Lo Kasha, Kan V'Chobosh, Kavur Lemzman, Kan V'Chobosh, Ain't Kavur Lemzman. No, the difference is the mission is talking about a case of a Karbanos that you don't have to bring today. So you don't have to bring today. Their set time isn't today. So those you're not allowed to be Makdish. But if it's Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, that's where he says you can be Makdish it on Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here. But then we will continue tomorrow. Yom Shlishi.